Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. I'm here with Katie Maloney of Vanderpump Rules. Katie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excited to chat with you. How are you feeling about the season so far? Because it feels like there's a lot of intensity. Obviously, your show has a loyal fan base, but this season in particular has felt a little nuts, at least from my perspective, when it comes to some of the reaction. How are you feeling about it?
I mean, yeah, I think intense is definitely the word. That's how it felt filming it, you know. I think coming off the heels of the scandal of it all, you know, it was definitely felt throughout the group or what was left of it. It was felt very fractured, and I don't think anyone knew what to expect. I think we were just going in being like, well, we'll just see how it goes.
Right.
And it was just, yeah, it was not the best time.
Do you wish there was a little more time in between the scandal and when you picked up filming again?
I mean, I always wish there's a little bit more breathing room in between seasons, even though it feels like there's a lot of lag time between seasons from when you see the last episode to when you see the first episode of the new season. But this season in particular, yeah, I wish we could have had a little more time for sure.
Right. I want to talk about some of the storylines going on. Of course, this the past couple of weeks, we saw you and Tori. Tell me about, like, how did that even start? And was it real? Was it, you know,
I know,
tell me about
it. I think a lot of people think it was very, like, producer-driven, but no, it wasn't. I think if anything, they were like, really? Okay, well then, sure. I guess this is going to happen. Because I didn't know that Tori and Schwartz had a thing or they were talking, because I had started to have more conversations with her when we'd be out, even not on camera, you know, just she was coming around the group more. And so I was just like, oh, she's really cute. And then I found out that, like, her and Schwartz maybe had a thing or were talking. And I'm like, well, I don't really care, because I thought he was into Joe. Like, where's Joe in the mix of all of this? Because, you know, there was Katie from Winter House, and then there's Joe in the mix. And I don't know what was going on with that. So I was just like, well...
Yeah. And also, like, how much can you worry about that man's feelings? Like, you worried about his feelings forever.
I did. And he was never concerned with mine. So I was just like, well, let's just see how it goes. They haven't gone out on a date. And so let's just see who she likes more. I mean, I didn't intend for it to turn into, like, this, like, competition. I didn't know really, like, where they stood with all of it. And I wasn't going to start asking questions, because that would feel like now I'm turning it into that. So I just was trying to pretend like I didn't know.
Right.
Truly.
And then the max of it all, too. First of all, where do you stand with Tori now? Are you guys friendly? What's going on?
Yeah, no, like every now and then, like, we'll send a text or, you know, Instagram or something like that, but we haven't, like, hung out. I mean, it was very casual.
Summer fling.
Yeah.
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 And then the max of it all, where do you and Max stand?
I mean, we're friends. We don't, like, hang out all the time, but... No,
In retrospect, do you feel any type of way about hooking up with Max? Like, do you feel that you shouldn't have, or I don't think that you shouldn't have. I think you should do whatever the fuck you want after you got out of that marriage.
Yeah, but it was a little messy. I don't know. Just, I mean, mostly because, you know.
Because you should aim higher, right?
yeah, I mean, like, he has hooked up with a lot of my friends and, you know, but I just... It was a little messy.
Yeah. Was it good?
From what I can remember.
And how did Dana feel about the whole thing? Because you do co-host a podcast with Dana.
Yeah.
Who also, we know, had a little thing with him.
Yeah. I mean, I know that it's history for her, and... she's like, I'm so past him, and it's like, I don't, like, hold, like, a torch for him. She's, as far as that's concerned, but, you know, their history is a bit tumultuous, and it hasn't been friendly in the most recent years. And so that's, you know, that definitely was a concern. And I think it was just sort of the knowing of, like, but I wasn't thinking, you know, and I should be thinking, but, you know, when you're in that sort of state, it was just, everything went out the window. But, you know, I think initially, you know, at first she was like in a state of shock. And so she was just like, oh, I don't care. But I think, you know, after she's had some time to process, it was like, well, hold on. But our friendship is bigger and more important than Max to her. So we were able to get past it.
Now more than ever, it sort of feels like there is a place for Dana on the show. Would you like to see her sort of rejoin the cast?
I mean, of course. Yeah, yeah. Especially like because I spend so much time with her, you know, I think I would love that. But, you know, she feels the way she feels.
I want to talk about the Valley in a little bit, but there's all the speculation about people moving to the Valley, like Lala going to the Valley show because she's got a house here, or Sheena or whatever. And to me, I would think that for a cast member, that would be a little bit of a downgrade, right? Because ratings are it's a brand new show. And I would think, but, and I don't know if you can speak on this, but I would also assume that cast members would have to restart a contract if they're going to a different show.
Probably. I mean, if it's a different project, then yeah, I don't think it would carry over.
Right, right. So, but wouldn't it be sort of a downgrade? So when I see people saying that, I'm like, why would any of the cast want to go to a different show when this show is so successful right now? How do you feel about people switching or anyone switching?
I don't know. I mean, I think it's a personal choice.
Yeah, yeah.
If they feel like it's better suited for them.
And you're not watching it at all?
I haven't watched anything recently because I've just been a little hectic. But I've watched, I don't even know how many episodes are there right now.
I don't know, a few.
I think I might have missed a couple, but I have watched.
I saw an interview you did where the person asked you, I think it was like premiere night or something. They were like, are you going to watch? And you're like, no.
Did I say no?
You were like, well, no.
I was like, I don't know. I mean, yeah. I'm sure I'll catch it. But it's just like to be like, I'll be tuning in every week. I mean, it comes on after the show. So if I'm at home and I'm like, have the show on, like, then.
But yeah. I think that people miss your dry. I think sometimes people miss your dry sense of humor.
Yeah,
do you feel that way? Even on the show, sometimes like. You have a very dry sense of humor, right?
Yeah, my delivery is very dry and it's very deadpan, so I think it kind of goes right over people.
Yeah, and I like that and I respond to that, but sometimes I'll see and people will say, oh, Katie's so angry or something, and it's like a lot of it I think is your dry sense of humor or your sarcasm or something, but I don't know if it always translates.
It never translates.
Yeah, yeah.
No, especially on the show because it's like it's not a funny show most of the time.
Right, right. So. And when you're in a scene with like Sheena or something who's more of like that kind of bubbly, I don't think Sheena has like a dry sense of humor.
No, yeah. No. It's like it works well when I'm with somebody else, like Dana or someone who has
Ariana has a dry sense of humor.
Yeah, so it comes through a little bit more when someone's kind of giving it back to me, but with somebody else who's like a little more.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
I've been loving the scenes with you and Schwartz. It's like there's this comedy and a spark between you that I've never seen when the two of you were together on the show. It seems like there's been a few scenes post the last few weeks where you guys have this chemistry that's really fun. Tell me about that. Like, what is it? How do you and Tom get along?
Well, I think that is like the friendship that we talked about that we had that was sort of always there, but it got overshadowed by the, you know, sort of toxicity that we had, the fighting and the bits that weren't great. But that banter and the fun friendship that we had was kind of the glue that was holding us together. But and now we can kind of lean into that a little bit more because we don't have to live together and try to keep a relationship alive. You know, we can just sort of have fun and poke at each other and have that fun little friendship that we had.
Do you want to have a friendship? Like, how close would you like in your ideal situation? How close would you like to be with Schwartz?
I think right now what we have is like somewhat of a semblance of a friendship. We don't hang out, we don't see each other, but when we do, it's like we can catch up and I can ask him how things are going in his life and how he's doing and things like that. And I give him a little bit of access and a little bit of insight to what's going on, but you know, I don't really tell him too much.
What do you think of his new girl? He's got a new girlfriend.
I mean, yeah, I don't really know too much. I know what she like looks like, and I've heard him talk about like what she does.
What does she do?
I've only really heard him say that she has like a vintage clothing something or other.
She's young. Vintage to her is probably 99 or something.
Yeah, right.
2006.
Yeah, no, I do know that she's young. And you know, I'm not an ageist person. I think if there's a connection there, then that's what's most important. I mean, time will tell whether or not you're a match for somebody. And sometimes age does become a factor, but.
What do you think of him and Tom living together? This week on the show, they sort of explore that idea. And that seems like an explosion waiting to happen.
Terrible.
And every terrible time I idea. See Schwartz on the, I love the after show, by the way. Every time I see Schwartz on the after show, he's in a group with Jax and Sandoval. And I swear, every time they cut to Schwartz, he looks like he's having an existential crisis. Like he's sitting there, they almost can do like a Curb Your Enthusiasm zoom in on his face. Yeah. Because Sandoval will be talking or Jax will be talking and he just looks like disconnected. And I sometimes think, and Schwartz in particular, I feel like I think he's smart in some ways and he's, you know, self-aware, I think, mm-hmm. is the right thing I'm looking for. I feel like he's very self-aware, and sometimes I wonder what it's almost feels like he wants to get out of that relationship with some of those guys. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, I think sometimes he's thinking like, oh God, this is not going to be a good look, or he's thinking ahead sometimes because he's now been put in several positions and situations with Tom where he's put his foot in his mouth and he's like, this is going to just reflect so poorly on me.
So he's like realizing it in the moment. Like,
yeah. And I think he just is like, maybe if I just stay quiet or if I just close my eyes.
Just like sitting there like this and they do like a little close up. I love it.
He looks like maybe I'll just like sink into the chair. I'll just disappear.
And watch what happens live. He does a thing where he's like covering his face. Like he could tell he's like getting embarrassed. Even what he's saying, he's embarrassed by sometimes. I don't know.
Yeah, he does do that.
Okay, talk to me about the after show though. Has there been anything that has really pissed you off that somebody has said on the after show? Because I feel like people can cut to the bone. Is that a saying?
I mean, I feel like the after show is very similar to like the interview confessionals that we do in the sense that, you know, we give our opinions and I don't let that get to me. I think, you know, if people have an opinion of me, that's fine. You can have an opinion of me. Like my opinion of myself is more important. You know, mm-hmm. I don't think it's wise to let that get to me. I think it's par for the course. It is the nature of what we're doing. I don't let it upset me. We've been doing this long enough to know.
I always feel like, and I mentioned this on the show before, and to me, it seems maybe what's happening with your relationship with like Lala or Ariana and Lala, where I feel like you and Ariana, at least in my sort of peripheral, is I feel like you do the show and you're just yourself. You're not trying to perform for the show. And I feel like maybe some of the other cast members sometimes are thinking, I got to do something or I have to film with this or do these things. And I wonder if you could speak to that at all. Do you find that the cast members approach group events or group hangs in different ways? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, at times I definitely think so. And I think, you know, you want to go in and not be like boring, you know, you can't go in and be on your phone and just be like you would in a normal group hang, mm-hmm. you know, session where you can kind of maybe just like be more of a spectator in the conversation. You do have to like have an opinion and be involved engage. In the conversation. Well, yeah, engage for sure. But I think, yeah, at times I feel like people are being a little bit more performative and in their actions. But I always try to just come from a very authentic place of like, would I say this if the cameras were not on? Mm. Would I be doing this if we were not filming? Like, what would I actually truly be doing in my real life? And I want to do exactly that.
Right. Talk to me about Joe. So do you, looking back at Joe... I sort of love Joe on this season. I mean, nuts in a fun way. But how do you feel about seeing some of the situation with Joe and Schwartz play out? Has that made you look at Joe differently? Because particularly last week, at least from my perspective, I did feel sorry for Joe. It felt like Tom was like leading her on in so many ways.
Yeah, it has, because I did not know. I don't think a lot of us knew the real like nature of their friendship or situationship or whatever they want to call it. Because Tom was keeping it very much close to his chest.
Was he lying about it or just like hiding?
I don't know. I don't know if he was lying about it or just wasn't being completely honest or transparent about to himself, to her, to anyone else. Mm-hmm. I think he claims that he was being very upfront with her. But
all these men have claimed a lot of things on the show. Do not turn out to be true.
But I mean, and I think it could also be like maybe she was just, you know, wanting to just. I know sometimes as women, we take little crumbs and we convince ourselves we're full because, you know, sometimes men's actions and words don't always align because he could be saying one thing, but then, you know, he's still calling her up, having her come over, having her spend the night. So it's like, okay, but you're saying this, but this is what you're also doing. So mm-hmm. Which one is it? But I think Tom was maybe just not being completely forthright with her. Right. He might have thought he was, but, you know, I know him well enough to know that, like, yeah, you're not so great with the communication.
What do you hope for Joe in the future? Would you like to see Joe return? Would you like to have a relationship with Joe or just kind of have a cordial? What would you like?
I don't really think that we're meant to be friends, to be honest, and that's fine. But I don't, and also I don't know that she's maybe built for reality TV. It's hard. And I think, you know, I'm not making excuses for any of the treatment that she got. But I think it can be very difficult to be a part of this because, you know, it's people will call you out. People will be very aggressive at times, just in like the way they confront situations, the way they speak.
And but by the way, like, why the fuck wouldn't you be aggressive? I'm talking about you in particular or Ariana with Joe because of what had happened. Like, I feel like that was warranted in a lot of ways.
Well, I don't disagree with that. I felt like I was justified to feel the way I felt. I felt like Ariana was justified to feel the way she felt. And however we wanted to approach that conversation or not approach it, I felt like, you know, was justified. Yeah. And I think she was going to feel the way she felt regardless. But I think, you know, that when it comes to the television show, it has to be done how it's done.
Yeah. Well, and of course I understood also her perspective at that one night when she had run off on the rooftop party or whatever that party was. Like, I understood it because it seemed, I could only imagine the mental preparation for filming a TV show for the first time and a reality show, no less, when you have this history with these people. But I felt like you and you had justified, you know, like, what had happened with her and Tom, like for you to just say, call her a rat girl, like to me, that wasn't that bad compared to like comparatively of how she had acted.
I mean, I didn't call it to her face.
But I also understood, like, I felt bad that she had been sad that day and all that.
I know.
But then what was she doing now she's on Rachel's podcast? Like, I don't understand what was going on with that.
I don't understand.
Would you ever do Rachel's podcast?
No, are you joking? No. Absolutely not.
Because I also never thought that you would do a commercial with Shishi, and you're in a Chili's commercial now with Shishi, which I love. Because, you know, I love both of you, and I want my two gals to get along. Mm-hmm. What was the vibe like? Did you film that when you were in a good place with Sheena, or what was the vibe there?
Yeah, we filmed that, let's see, it was like the beginning of March.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And so you had a good time, everything went mm-hmm. well.
Yeah.
How are you two now?
I mean, I don't have a problem with anyone. Like, I'm
That's
not,
what's so funny about you, though, because I feel like I keep seeing these clips of everybody else talking about you. And every time I see you, you're, you know, with Lala in particular, it's like, yeah. I've seen all these clips going around, and she does seem to be either upset with you or have some sort of issue with you.
Yeah, I know. I think Sheena's upset because she's seen the after show and some of the things that I've said. But I feel like the things I've said are things or issues that I've had with her in the past. You know, I've said the male sympathizer thing, but I had that issue with her last year, you know, because I felt like she sympathized more with Tom. And if it's the words I've used, the selective language I've used, you know, like I can be a little cutthroat. I know that. But I feel like she sympathizes with men most of the time. I feel like that's just the observation I've made. You know, I feel like, and it's not just me that has said that. So, and I'm not trying to like hive mind my way through this, but it's just, I think.
Yeah. I mean, even the filming with Joe, to me as a viewer, didn't make a whole lot of sense. I didn't understand. And some of her actions on the show seem confusing with what we know from Lala on the show. But do you think you and her can get back to where you were, or what?
Me and
Lala.
I mean, that's a little bit more confusing because I think I thought Lala and I obviously had some ups and downs through the season. But by the end of it and up until the reunion, like everything was fine. Like, I, you know, there was obviously, you know, the reunion can get heated and like as it does every year and things get brought up, but it took a really hard left.
Right.
And I was not like, I was very surprised how things went.
Yeah. And then Sheena, back to Sheena. Is there a future for you and Sheena? Are you guys good now?
I'm a little unclear where I stand with people. Cause it's like, again, I don't, my point in the after show is not to like come for anyone or hurt anyone, but just to be honest in my opinions of like the things I've observed and like of what went down. And I, you know, I think she just thinks that like I have one opinion of her and then I'm different to her face, but I think we're all just like imperfect people and we all have our like, you know, fatal flaws. And but it, you know, in lieu of all that, we still like accept each other, we move forward with friendships. I think I let a lot of things kind of like go this past summer, like, you know, with the her and Schwartz like making out, I still was like, okay, like, yeah, wait, I wish I would have.
What the fuck was that?
I mean, I wish I would have known that. Like, this is kind of fucked up, but like, if, you know, if I can kind of like move past that and like, yeah, like questioning whether I can like fully trust her, but like, that's these are things that just like take time, yeah, you know. But if but I have to be like honest about those things, you know. But
how many I'm sorry. How many times do you think Schwartz cheated on you?
Like, I don't know.
I mean, like, we even know of a handful of times now.
Yeah.
So I wonder.
I don't even know if he knows.
Yeah. Do you suspect there were others that. Others?
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he thinks it's all, you know, like innocent makeouts. I mean, at this point, like.
Who cares? But yeah. Still, it feels like, I don't know, it keeps coming out, like, again, with the Sheena thing, which I know it was sort of innocuous seeming, at least, or.
I mean, it's. Depends. I mean, it depends on how long I want to sit with it, but it's just, it is kind of like a mind fuck when you think about it. Cause you're just like, okay, I get it that we weren't in a good place, but like, it's still kind of like lying by omission. And that's a little odd to think about, but you know, I just think that like, okay, well, I don't know why you want to have an issue with me when I have tried to move past potential issues with you. Like, I don't. Like,
yeah. Okay. This past week on the show, we see, Rachel does this podcast, and it's sort of discussed on Vanderpump Rules, which I think was so exciting. but I wonder, this whole thing about Ariana and Rachel being close, I want to get your perspective on it, because Ariana seemed a little confused in the episode because Rachel has gone on her podcast or wherever and sort of downplaying the dynamic between mm-hmm. her and Ariana. What was your take on that?
I mean, I feel like that is such a play on Rachel's part, because I feel like why wouldn't she do that just to make herself seem less of an evil person? But no, her and Ariana were very close friends. They went on, you know, festivals together. They hung out all the time. That's rubbish.
I think there's this thing with the audience that, because we watch a lot of reality TV. And so I think there's sometimes we get skeptical of what's happening on the shows. And one of the things that I think with Vanderpump Rules in particular is that you guys all are real friends outside of the show. Mm-hmm. And I've gotten to see a lot of you outside of the show. And it does feel like the dynamics we see on screen are real. And I felt that way too with Rachel. I was a little confused because I thought they were close. And so for her mm-hmm. to now keep changing that. And then also even in last season at the end, it felt like she was also still saying she was close with Ariana. But I don't understand that. I mean, I don't understand a lot of the Sandoval. Even the Tom Sandoval getting so upset about Rachel, it seems like he's never mourned at all the relationship with Ariana.
No.
Right? Like, it seems weird to me that he's so sad about Rachel. And I understand that. But it seems like there's no sadness for that 9 years.
That's, yeah.
Am I wrong?
Just swallowed down the wrong tube. No, I think you're absolutely right. And that's sort of like, was the a big thing of like trying to believe like any kind of apology or remorse, because he was only showing it in one direction and not the other. So it was just, and I don't know if it was sort of like a projection thing or a misappropriated sort of sadness. It was very bizarre.
Yeah, like I was watching, I think it was this week's episode where I see him really getting so upset about mm-hmm. her. And I'm like, I haven't seen any of that for Ariana.
And I mean, sometimes when you're kind of feeling yourself detach or have like emotional detachment really from a relationship, sometimes you mourn it before it's over. But still, like to not even be able to like express that is something pretty wild.
Hard left. What did you think of the takeout? Did you feel like, was there any, because I got, people yelled at me. People were so mad at me because I said, I called out that maybe Ariana was a little messy and could have put the takeout food away. And people were so upset with
me. I mean, I think what that really does is it's a real testament to like how much their like true like living situation was. Like she was really just like living out of her room. There was no crossing of paths or hanging out outside of like in their like common living areas like every now and then, but like she was like really living in her room. So she was eating, sleeping, within the confines of that bedroom. So when she left for the day, like she kind of was like, I think she just like rushed out of there and like closed the door behind her and was like, I'll be back in a few hours and I'll, whatever I left behind, I'll deal with. So I think if anything, it just kind of like paints a picture.
Were all of you saying to Tom, like, why don't you move out of the fucking house? Because I feel like that was the crazy thing to me of like people asking Ariana, but I don't remember a whole ton of times where people were saying, Tom, why aren't you getting out of the house? Like you put the situation upon the two of you.
That was my question of, you know, in the beginning too, when I'm like, well, if he like has the money to buy you out, why doesn't he just go like buy another house?
Yeah,
I mean, why does he have to have like this house? Like, you know,
it's cursed now, Katie. The whole thing's cursed.
That's what I mean. So if he has the cash and he wants to go buy you out, like, why doesn't he just take that money, go buy something else? But I don't know. I think it was just because, you know, Ariana felt this hurt and this trauma that they were just like, you should just remove yourself from it. But it's just like, why doesn't he remove himself? I don't. Right. I think it was just because he was expressing so much desire to want to stay there that they, I don't know.
Ugh,
it was, it was, I don't know, but I think because there was so much like stubbornness on his end of like being like, well, I want to keep the house. So I'm going to buy you out, that like she knew that she had to like stay and protect her asset and, per the advice of legal counsel, but yeah.
Do you have any future with Tom Sandoval? Like, do you think the two of you could ever be friends?
I don't see a reason why.
Yeah. There was something really interesting that Janet's husband, Jason, from The Valley, said on an after show. I keep bringing up the after show. I fucking love it. but he said something of like, similarly, and I'm going to get it wrong. People can look it up, but it was something along the lines of like, why would I want to be friends with someone who treats their close circle of people that way? And I thought it was really fascinating to look at it that way.
Well, that's the way I've looked at it. Like, why, like, I had to kind of look for reasons or try to maintain with him for so long because of Schwartz. But like now, like, I have zero reason to, or because of like Ariana, but like, I don't have a tie to this man anymore, that I don't see a reason why. And I know everyone was like looking for every reason to try to like reconcile with him. But for me, I could only think of like all the times he yelled at me or people I cared about or his, you know, shitty behavior over the years. And I'm just like, what? Like, this person just is not somebody that brings any value to my life.
Do you think LVP gives the guys too many passes? Like, what is that deal? It feels like oftentimes she's always defending the men on the show and I shouldn't say just defending the men. It feels, from an audience perspective, like it's not the same level of defending with the women on the show. And maybe that could be because she owns a business with these men too.
Yeah. I mean, I think there's that element of like being in business with them and, you know, but.
So yeah, you agree.
I mean, I don't disagree, but I mean, I think, I mean, I don't.
There's layers to it.
Yeah. I mean, I was seeing none of the the gals behave poorly. So I don't think she's really had to like come to like, it would be interesting to see the girl, if any of the girls were to do
something like that, if how she would respond.
Yeah.
Interesting. We have to take a quick break here. If you head on over to the website, everythingiconic.store, you get Everything Iconic t-shirts. We have It's All Happening temporary tattoos, as well as signed copies of both of my books. Go to everythingiconic.store and we'll be right back. Attention icons and just overwhelmed foodies. If you're like me, drowning in a sea of meal kit options, feeling like you're in a bad dating game where every contestant looks the same, well, fear not, because amidst all that chaos, there is one shining star worthy of your culinary affection. I'm talking about Home Chef. Now, it's not just another fish in the meal kit sea. They're a gourmet catch. They're truly fantastic. I'm maybe using too many sea metaphors, but the truth is Home Chef provides fresh ingredients and chef design recipes conveniently delivered to your doorstep to simplify your cooking experience. Whether you prefer classic meal kits with pre-portioned ingredients and easy instructions, speedy recipes ready in less than 30 minutes, or oven-ready kits with pre-chopped ingredients, or just quick microwavable meals that assemble in minutes, Home Chef has you and your entire family covered for delicious meals without the hassle. So Home Chef has over 30 options a week and serves a variety of dietary needs, so you don't have to worry about what to make ahead of time. I love all the chicken dishes I've gotten from there, but they really have so much. Matt loves a lot of the seafood stuff we've been getting, and not only is it convenient, but it's economical too. Home Chef customers save an average of $86 per month on groceries. So for a limited time, Home Chef is offering my listeners 18 free meals plus free dessert for life, and of course, free shipping on your first box. Go to homechef.com/iconic. That's homechef.com/iconic for 18 free meals and free dessert for life. You heard that right. homechef.com/iconic. Must be an active subscriber to receive free dessert. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes us savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns, quince.com/iconic. Okay, so something about her. I know you get that you're probably tired of the question of like, when's it opening? But I just wonder, can you give me a specific about like what has taken so long? Because we want the fucking sandwich.
I know. I feel like I've given this update so many times, but no, I mean, truthfully, it's been like things that are just been entirely out of our control in our hands. It's been, you know, permits that take,
and West Hollywood permits, I know you've said this too, but West Hollywood permits are a different kind of,
they're their own government essentially, so, and they go on their own timeline of things. So when you're getting inspections, you know, you have to like wait for somebody to come out, and then they come out, and then they like take a walkthrough, and then they give you a list of things you have to like fix. So then you have to have contractors come out, or you have to like order a new something or other,
or whatever, yeah.
And then they have to come out and install it. And sometimes those require other people. You have to get like the fire department out, or you have to get other people to come out and like get certifications for those things before you can have the health department come back out. So it's like, it is just jumping through hoop after hoop after hoop. And so, and then they come out again, and then they like have other things. It's like, it's not a simple one and done. And so, but then you have to get all of the physical copies of the permits, and those can take weeks to get before you can have them come out again to do like a once final like walkthrough. And so
it is opening.
Uh-huh. Yeah, of course.
And is there any sort of drama with, because I had seen some things online, there might be some drama with the other woman you were working with or something?
Yeah.
So there is.
Well, I don't, I mean, I don't.
Yeah, you don't want to get into it, but okay. Loud and clear. okay, I want to talk about the Valley. Because Jax is coming back on Vanderpump Rules next week again. And I wonder, what's your relationship with Jax? Like, what do we have to look forward to with that?
I don't have a relationship with Jax. Jax and I don't get along.
Yeah,
I can see that. He does not like me. I don't care for him.
Did you ever like each other?
I think, yeah, there was definitely a time where we got along for sure, but it's been some time since then. I think he has this like sort of opinion of me that I am on a high horse, or I think, you know, and it's like, that's not it. I just don't really care for you. I think I don't like the way he's treated people. I don't like the way he's treated my friends. He hasn't been kind to me. So that's why I don't fuck with you. Right.
Did you see
that hard to figure out?
Did you see that rant he did at his bar?
Yeah.
Where he's saying, oh, your whole show is fake and everything. And then, he retracted it.
Yeah.
But did you feel a certain way about that? I mean, I thought it was strange for him, especially he's got this new show on the network, to be ranting like that.
Yeah. I was like, well.
And then to come on, he went on a podcast, his podcast, I think, and was like, I didn't mean any of that. And I was like,
I mean, again, like, way to put your foot in your mouth.
Right.
Like, why would you do that?
So do you and Brittany have a relationship?
I mean, I've seen her like in the recent like year or two, and I saw her and I give her a hug, but like, when the whole thing happened with like Saucy's wedding and all that, like that was like really, it wasn't my wedding, but I saw, you know, what went down with like Saucy, and I felt like it was just, I didn't like it. And I also was going through my own kind of world of hurt and going through divorce and all of that. So I kind of just took a step away from Jax and, you know, Brittany as well, just to take care of my own self. And that was kind of it. And then like, we just didn't sort of reconcile after that, but I didn't really hear from either of them since, you know.
Yeah.
I've reached out to Brittany recently.
Do you think they'll make it?
I don't know. I mean, it's really hard. Like, once you kind of separate and you really have time apart to think, and you know, you let yourself kind of go there and start to imagine a life without a person that has kind of drug you down, I think it's almost hard to come back to that, especially if someone's not taking necessary steps towards a better future with you.
Right. You mentioned Stassi. Do you ever imagine Stassi coming back to Bravo? Either your show or The Valley or something else?
I don't know. I mean, I used to think like maybe a couple years ago that there was a possibility of that. And I mean, never say never, but like, I think she's
moved on.
I do, but you never know.
Kristen and you live in the same building. Is that right?
Yeah.
So, okay. But it doesn't seem like, at least just judging from the after show and stuff, like it just seems like maybe the two of you, I don't want to say aren't friends, but it just sort of seems like you two aren't close. Is that accurate?
I mean, we're not as close as we once were. And like, we haven't been for some time, but we do speak, you know, frequently. And I see her, you know, from time to time. But, you know, there's definitely been some distance there. But
right.
I still got love for her.
And then do you know the other couples on The Valley personally? Like, do you know Janet and Jason or Jess, that demon Jesse? What is his deal? Do you know him?
I've spent time around Michelle and Jesse. I think Michelle is so sweet, and I think she's wonderful, and I don't care for Jesse, so I'm happy for her. But yeah, no, Janet and Jason are amazing. Okay. I love the both of them, and I've in just very casual settings been around Naya and
Danny.
Thank you. And I know like all of them just in like bits there. Yeah.
Jax, it seems like every time I see him in an interview, he's making it seem or say like he created the show, or but he's not a producer on it, right?
No.
As far as you know?
Okay. No.
I just had to get that out of the way. Because I do feel like every time I see him, he's saying he created the show, but I'm like, there's no producer credit, right?
No.
Yeah. Okay, another behind the scenes question. I hope they don't make me cut this. Please don't make me cut this. There's a lot of aloe on the show, and I love the brand aloe. Okay. I'm wearing aloe socks right now. My problem is, though, every scene with Tom Sandoval.
The hat?
Every scene with Tom Sandoval, there's an aloe hat. And I don't often see a lot of logos on the show. So this is a very inside baseball question. But in terms of wardrobe, do you have to get things cleared if there's a logo? Mm-hmm. Or do they tell, so you can't just wear something that just says, you know.
No, like if you want to wear something with any kind of art or logo, it needs to be cleared with the legal department.
Okay, so legal had to clear all of Tom's aloe.
Yeah.
Is he getting paid for that? Or like, what is the situation there? Because every scene, and I'm like, I bought a lot of aloe. What are they doing sponsoring him or whatever on the show? Of all people.
I highly doubt aloe's giving him money, but I'm sure they reached out and Aloe's like, sure, no problem, wear our logo and put our logo on the show.
But I think it's bad for the brand because of all literally anyone else on the show should be wearing the aloe, right?
Maybe
and I've seen it on some other people, but
maybe they don't mind.
That's crazy to me, aloe. Okay, so then let me see here. I asked you that. I wrote that down twice. I do have some questions about... I reached out to the Everything Iconic Patreon, so people wrote in some questions, so I'm going to ask those now. Okay. Erica asked, how do you think you would have reacted had Sheena told you about Tom kissing her right after it happened? Given that you two weren't in a good place at the time it happened, would you have believed her? How would you have felt?
I mean, I don't think I would have thought she was lying, and it's much easier to say in hindsight, like, oh, I would have reacted this way because you just like never know. But I think Tom kissing random girls and at a bar in Vegas or this place was more digestible to me. I could even say that than Tom kissing someone that I saw every day and I saw him interacting with. That would have eaten me alive. So right. I think that probably would have caused us to break up.
Yeah. Do you wish you would have broken up? Or
again, you know, hindsight's 20/20, but I think I don't try to like live and look at my past with regret. I think, you know,
what about like a red flags for people listening? Is there something you look back on that was a major red flag in that relationship or even other relationships?
I mean, there's giant wavy ones, but obviously Tom not being very supportive of my thoughts and feelings. He always felt like, oh, you wanted me just to support you and all the people you hated. It's like, no, I wanted to just support the feelings that I had those situations.
Yeah. Also, it's frustrating to watch him have this loyalty to Sandoval that he didn't seem to have with you, his wife.
Yeah.
That was hard.
So like, you knew how to support people, but you didn't know how to support me. It's like, he always thought I wanted him to inherit my beef with people. It's like, no, I wanted you to support me in situations I didn't feel comfortable in. Also, and you made me feel more uncomfortable.
By the way, my significant other will inherit my beefs. Like, I think that's a very important quality in a partner.
Yeah.
Like, inherit my beefs. Like, if I don't like someone, you better not like them. And that's, I feel like in a serious relationship, maybe when you're first dating, obviously that's a different story, but marriage or, you know, Matt and I've been together 14 years now. It's like, yes, he should hate whoever I hate.
Well, he just had this thing, like whenever, like if there was somebody that I was like really not getting along with and we were both out and that person was there, he'd go out of the way to make that person feel really warm and comfortable there and make me feel even more uncomfortable. And I get home, I'm like, why were you doing that? And he's like, I'm supposed to like, what, hate them? I'm like, maybe just like say hello and then like leave it at that. Don't keep engaging with them because that makes me feel like you're doing that to me. Mm-hmm. He didn't grasp that, and it was like really frustrating to me.
This is sort of related, but I had an aha moment watching Jersey Shore, Family Vacation. It's like sort of the reboot of Jersey Shore. I don't know if you're familiar with any of those people, but
of course, yeah.
So there was this really toxic couple on the original, Sam and Ronnie, and this past week they had their first time being in the same room together as like for 6 or 7 years or something after this toxic breakup. And as Sammy is sitting down, getting ready to like see this person, her ex-boyfriend, she is saying basically like, for the show, I have to do this, but I don't want to do this. Like, we're all on vacation together, but I have to do this, right? And JWoww is sitting next to her and she's like, I know this must be really hard for you. And, you know, I can't imagine what you're going through. And she's showing this like empathy. And I had this aha moment with Ariana on the show because I feel like sometimes some of the other cast members, not you, I don't know that she's getting that. I don't know that people are maybe understanding that. And I think watching the show, sometimes it could be hard to understand of like having to film with an ex that you were in a toxic or a tough relationship with. But it just struck me that I feel like Ariana maybe doesn't get that a lot on the show. Do you feel that way? Like,
yeah, I mean, it's, there's nothing like natural about that. And you can, you know, and when you're just supposed to show up and be in the room with them and
have, I never want to see an ex again.
Have it be uncomfortable. And even if you are on good terms and even if enough time has passed, it still feels, you never know when it's going to hit you. But yeah, I think some people just are like, I just don't want it to be affecting you. This the intentions can be good, but it's just like, it still is like, yeah, but like.
It was such a difference watching that compared to like the beach scene, or which I think was maybe one of the first scenes where they were together, really. And it just felt like everybody at the beach was saying, well, you have to talk to him or you have to engage with him or whatever. And then I was watching Jersey Shore and I was just like, JWoww was saying like, are you okay? And that was like 6 years they hadn't seen each other. So there had been a lot of time pass versus Vanderpump where it's 3 months or whatever since.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That made me even look at it differently of like, oh yeah, shit. Like she just had this happen to her a few months back and has to be around this guy. And then everybody is saying like, why aren't you nicer to him or something? I mean, even the audience, me watching the show, you know, I was feeling that way a little bit.
Yeah, I think they just want her to be angry. And I'm just like, I would, she can rip his head off if she wants.
Like, when you really think about like what he did, it's like, of course she should.
Oh, God, I would literally be just clawing his eyes.
Okay, Shelby Plummer, it's not a question, just a comment. Watching you grow as a woman and build confidence has been truly inspirational. So many women stay in toxic, unhealthy marriages and friendships. Seeing Katie put herself first has absolutely helped others do the same. Do you feel that kind of like, I don't know, if just from my perspective, it does feel like the audience is sort of understanding you more this season. Do you feel that?
I do. Yeah. And that's, it's a really good feeling to have because I feel like I've been misunderstood for a really long time. And for a lot of reasons.
Us Maloney heads always got you.
Well, I mean, like, I get it in some regards for sure, but for people to come around and get me finally it's a warm, right, cozy feeling.
We have to take one more quick break here. We'll be right back with so much more. This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Beatrice wants to know, if you could go back in time and give yourself a message back when you first started filming VPR, what would you say to yourself?
Oh my gosh.
Do you remember sort of that like first day of filming?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like it's yesterday. I don't know, because I wouldn't want to change anything, because I think there's no like...
Maybe the haircut, the orange, orange hair maybe.
Perhaps. Yeah, I mean, don't make any drastic changes prior to filming a season, because it's going to have to stay that way. Yeah, I don't know.
That to me would be the hardest thing, starting a TV show, is just like, you know, figuring out your look on camera, right? Like, or figuring out what to wear, because that stuff is so stressful. I mean, I even doing these little interviews or something like that, when I'm like stressing out, what am I wearing? And I feel like some stuff looks better off camera than it does maybe on camera or something. And that would be my thought.
Yeah. No, it's always like, oh gosh, like, don't ever wear that again. Or that wasn't.
What's your most, what's the look that you hated the most or the one that you liked the most?
In terms, like, hair wise or just
anything?
I don't know. I mean, it was like an evolution. I mean, of style and everything like that. Like, when we go back to like the first 6 seasons, we were all wearing those like statement necklaces, but that was like what everyone was wearing then. But it's just like a weird.
There's one season time where capsule. Your haircut is exactly like Rita Wilson in Jingle All the Way. I might have texted you this before, but it's like you literally look like 1996 Rita Wilson, and it's one of the early seasons of Vanderpump Rules, and it always makes me so happy when I see it.
Oh, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, like, a lot of volume.
I love it. Okay, so we just asked that question. Amanda McCurley says, and then we asked that question already. Holly Perkins, some variation of, how do you feel that the cast didn't seem to care that Tom Schwartz kissed Rachel and betrayed you just to protect Sandoval?
The audience or
the cast.
Oh, the cast.
That they didn't seem to make that into a bigger thing or have your back more.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like a lot of it was overshadowed by
Sandoval.
What Rachel and Sandoval did. And I think it's just, it's sort of just been these things over the years where I just don't get a lot of sympathy or support from people. And
what the fuck?
I don't know. How do I feel about it?
That's what it is.
Can't go around asking for sympathy from people that just don't want to give it.
What do you make of everyone saying people are jealous of all these things going on with Ariana? Do you feel that anyone in the cast is jealous? Do you think it's, I think it's natural for people to be a little jealous of that.
Yeah. But I don't know if jealous is the word.
Yeah.
Jealous feels like that feels like, I don't know what the word just below jealous would be, but I think sometimes people look at it, it's like, okay, well, we've all like been cheated on. We've all like had been drugged through the mud. I can speak for myself. I've had been done really dirty on the show and been through a lot and put a lot of like really horrible moments of my life on this show and, you know, didn't get support from even the people on the show, you know, but, you know, then someone on the show has something done like this and it's like they get the support from everyone and then the nation and all that, you know, so it's like you think like, huh, well, that's kind of, you know, but at the end of the day, it's not like Ariana's like out there campaigning for her or whatever. It's just like, it's just how things like kind of shook out. But yeah, no, so it's just like an interesting sort of way to look at things. But so I don't know, like jealousy is not really the word. I think you just try to look at it, it's like we're all kind of like in the same position. So it's like it could have happened to anyone.
Right.
So I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to like assume that people are jealous, but I know some people, there's just like opportunities that everyone, you know, wants to have and then it goes to other people. But like,
right,
what's the point in being jealous?
What can you tell me about the rest of the season? Is there a tiff between you and Jax?
yeah, Jax and I get into it a little bit, unsurprisingly.
And how do you feel post that? You're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Did you get him good for us?
it's not like a knockdown, drag him out, but like, yeah, I think he comes for me a little bit, but I give it back pretty. I can hold my own, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, what else happens this season?
There's like, all these rumors about the reunion. And, of course, the big rumor was, like, Lala or Ariana eviscerated Lala or something. Does that happen? Anything you can tease about the reunion?
The reunion was, I mean, obviously not like last year, but it was,
Let me phrase it this way. There, so the dynamics where we're at now, this episode's going to be released this week after this current week's episode. But are the dynamics different with the cast after the reunion?
the dynamics are different.
Okay.
After reunion, for sure. I mean, I think people, like, a lot of people were able to get stuff off their chest. There were a lot of tears. I wouldn't say a lot of people, like, were screaming and yelling. But there were, you know, things were heightened. Emotions were definitely heightened. I think it was nice to see, let people, like, talk and not scream over each other. Yeah. Like, that's one of the most annoying things about a reunion, when people are just, like, yelling over each other. No one can get a word in. I think people really just let everyone talk.
And last year's was so intense that it felt like the whole time was yelling.
Yeah, I mean,
except for when they cut to Sheena in that trailer.
I feel like I just, like, sat there and I was like, eh. But no, like, this year I think there was, everyone got their opportunity.
So who, in your, taking yourself out of the equation, who would you say comes out of the reunion the best and who comes out the worst?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't even know, to be honest.
Probably Allie.
I don't think
Allie comes out the best, right? I love Allie.
Yeah, I don't think anyone comes out best or worst.
Okay.
I don't know, from where I'm sitting, it just...
Were there surprises?
Maybe. Okay.
This is a good question. Do you think the audience will be surprised, or do you think the audience opinion of any of you will shift after the...
I don't think anyone's opinion is going to shift.
Okay. Have you heard Allie's new song?
The
Girls,
yeah.
Girl?
Katie,
I'm obsessed with that.
I think it's so cute. Cute, and that's the wrong way to put it. But I think it's like, I'm here for like a girly pop song.
Can I tell you something? I was traveling and I wanted to listen to it, and I didn't realize, like, on my Spotify, it had like the song replaying, you know? So I get on this airplane and I play it, and I didn't realize that it was on. So it started again. And I was like, oh, I'll listen to it again. Like, I liked it the first time. And then I fell asleep because it was like, you know, a 5 a.m. flight. It was like a whatever. And so I listened to it over and over again on repeat. And I got off that flight and I, like, had the words memorized. And I, you know, I love it. I just think it's so good.
Were you just like sleeping and it was just playing?
Just playing over and over again.
Yeah, like in your dreams, you were just like...
I'm just being honest. Anyway, I like fucking love it.
It's good.
It's much like everything in my life. Like, it starts as a joke and then I become obsessed with it, like, mm-hmm. in a legitimate way. So yeah, we're rooting for Allie. I love that song, and it's the song of the summer. So listen to it. Just a couple more questions. Chloe says, Lala's actions and comments towards you and Ariana have been confusing and disappointing. Where do you currently stand? I guess you sort of answered that. But what do you make with her dynamic of with Schwartz specifically?
I don't know. I mean, I don't exactly know where they are. I think they're just like kind of acquainted with one. Like they're like sort of friend. I don't know. I don't know if they like hang out really. It's like I was at.
That was the confusing thing. It's like, I don't think they're actually.
Like last year's like, she like hated him and he was an asshole to her and he was hanging out with Rand. And then now it's like, they're like tight or whatever. I mean, I was at Ocean's birthday and I was at her gender reveal. Like, Schwartz wasn't there. I don't even know if he was like invited. He didn't show up. So it's like, again, like, I don't
mixed
know like
messages.
How tight they are, how much she includes him in her life outside of all of this.
So do you think she's doing that for the show? Like, do you think she's thinking in her head, you know, we need to bridge these gaps, or we need this, you know, is she kind of self-producing? I'm not saying anyone's telling her to do these things. Maybe there is, but do you think that's part of kind of the way she's moving around the show?
A little, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Jacqueline Michelle says, you're a queen. She wants to know if you'd ever get back into music. Obviously we just talked about Allie. And then she also wants to know about you and Lucas Gage. How did you meet and will he come on the show?
I mean, I was never like in music as like a artist or musician type, but like I love music as a, you know, fan of it, and I interned at a record label. I could see myself in some capacity doing something in the music world one day. I don't know what that would look like, but like I like that. I love being around music and live music, and just like that's, I love it. And Lucas and I became like friends through social media like years ago, like a really long time ago. And then we became friends like in real life like 3-ish years ago. And I just adore him. I think he's the best.
Get him on Vanderpump.
I know. Well, actually, we almost did. Almost.
What about Laura Lee and Vale? I ask you this every time I see you.
No idea. I have zero. Do you know what's funny is actually Laura Lee was neighbors with Lucas.
What?
Or one of Lucas's friends. I don't know if she was neighbors with Lucas or one of his friends.
In a scene.
But like, yeah, they like, so they kind of had, they weren't like friends, but they like were, you know, neighbor friends or something. Wild.
I love it. You know, because that's one of the things I am liking about this season. I sort of like the random pop-ups from like Dana or, I mean, every Tom scene, I'm like, who are these people? What's going on there? Do they just like gather people to film with Tom Sandoval? Or like a lot of the people in the scenes with him, I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, who are they? Yeah, no, it is fun when I see some familiar, but like, old, like not old, but like familiar faces from the past, but yeah. Yeah.
And it is fun watching the Valley kind of like, I'm really loving the Valley, so I keep bringing it up, but I like the kind of cross-pollination of it. Mm-hmm. Like my dream is for all of you to do like a joint trip next season where it's like we see one side of it on that show and one side of it on your show. I think that'd be really fun.
Oh, weird.
Do you think there'll be a next season? Some people are saying online, it's like, oh, it feels like a natural conclusion or something, but the ratings are through the roof. Obviously, there's going to be another season.
I don't know.
Yeah, there will be. You'll be back. Okay, Katie, anything else you want to get off your chest before I let you go? Anything?
I don't
know. Anyone you want to throw under the bus or praise or yell at?
No, I mean, I feel like, is there anything else I missed?
You and James, you good?
Yeah.
What do you think of Brock?
I mean, I feel like Brock and I were like in a good place, and I, you know, I said it somewhere, you know, seeing him and Sheena be very open about their, you know, struggles and everything. Like that was kind of not refreshing to see because, you know, you don't want to see people struggling, but you know, I think it's always nice to see people be very just like vulnerable with what they're going through. I don't think Brock really likes me, but okay. Yeah.
Okay. I think I asked you about everything. Your podcast, tell everyone about your podcast and plug anything else that you,
So I have a podcast with Dana Cathan called Disrespectfully, and we have new episodes out every Wednesday. You can hear it wherever you get podcasts, and you can also watch us on YouTube.
And it seems like it's doing really well. I always see clips on social media.
Yeah, we're having so much fun with it. We just, you know, we talk about dating and life and being, you know, just the age where, you know, but just like our opinions on things and just give advice, whether it's good advice or bad advice, it's honest advice. And it's a lot of fun.
And Terry's good. Your mom, Terry, who I love, a queen and icon and legend. We love her so much.
Yeah, she's real good.
I felt like I hung out with your mom at BravoCon more than I don't even know if I saw you at BravoCon, but I was like, hanging out with your mom.
Other?
I don't know if we did.
I know, my mom loves you though.
I love her. She's the best. Yeah. Katie, thank you so much for stopping by. I love you. And everyone can find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino. Check out Vanderpump Rules, The Valley, and all of the shows on Bravo because we love them. Do you see they added a bunch of old shows back to the Peacock?
Oh, I think I did see something about that. Yeah, they
got some good gems in there. Do you watch any of the other Bravo stuff?
I remember I loved like the Rachel Zoe project and like deep cuts like that. Yeah. So
I love the gym show Workout. Jackie Warner, do you remember her?
No.
She was the lesbian with the short hair and she was real tough and I loved her and she was great. Okay. She's so good. Okay, Katie, thank you so much. Thank you everyone for watching and listening and yeah, bye-bye.